Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Well, good morning, America, and to everybody listening around the world. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vincent Fennelli today on this beautiful Wednesday here in Northwest Montana. And today I am going to be with Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia. Gwyneth, did you make the trip over?
Yes. How are you this morning, Vince? Rich?
I know you're talking about 2 o'clock in the morning, and you came really close to calling me Vince, but that's okay.
It's about midnight here.
Oh, midnight. Okay.
Sometimes of the year it's at 2 a.m. and sometimes of the year it's at midnight, depending on how the various daylight savings times mesh. Because we have Vincent has daylight savings as well, but we have them at different times of the year. So sometimes I am broadcasting at 2 a.m., but not right now. Right now it's just after midnight, which is not too bad.
Yeah, I mean, you could just call yourself a late night partier, and you're good to go, right?
Yeah, this is better than partying.
I always knew you had a wild streak in you, Gwyneth.
Well, I kind of do, but I've never really been much of one for partying. Yeah,
I did receive your email. We haven't talked. I think last time we spoke was when we were on the air together, probably 3 months ago in that vicinity. And I did get your email. You wanted to talk about things like communism and the threats to the Western world and the jab. But this is your day, I want to let you know whatever you want to discuss, we will discuss. And we appreciate, and I know people from around the world appreciate you waking up or staying up in the middle of the night to inform the people who pine for freedom, justice, and the rule of law. And we all appreciate that. So that being said, Gwyneth, what would you like to start with today?
Okay, I would like to just start with discussing how bad communism is. Because, it's the way that it gets put across on the media, you know, the likes of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and, you know, various other communist and socialist groups around the world, they're put across like that. They're the righteous ones. They're the little angels, you know, that can do no wrong. And we all know that that's not true. But I would like to go into exactly how bad communism is. And case in point, the reason why Vincent is not, by the way, he gave me permission to say this. The reason why Vincent is not broadcasting this morning is because he's fixing his tractor and farm equipment because of the damage that was done to them by the Auslan Citco fluid that he put into them that everybody thought was the real deal, and it wasn't. And ultimately, that hydraulic fluid came from communist China. You know, and they do this sort of thing all the time, and they do it to deliberately sabotage us. in the West. They want to bring us down. They want to bring us to the ground because, you know, Western countries like the United States, like Canada, like Australia, New Zealand, and Britain, we're not perfect, but we have had a history of hundreds of years of something approaching freedom in all those countries where if you, you know, just basically, you know, lived a normal life and ran a normal trade and didn't try and kill anyone or rip anybody off, you were basically left alone. Of course, that's not how it is today. It hasn't been like that for some decades. I think the last time I remember the world being like that was in the 1980s. And I don't know how old you are if you're... I was born in 1974. So I remember growing up through the 1980s, and the world was a really, really free place. And in the West, in New Zealand, was where I grew up. And we had a Labor government, which was, you know, like socialism light. But we were left alone. And it was certainly better than, you know, the other people who, you know, were the other political party who were basically pure bankster. Okay? So it was a prime minister called Robert Muldoon, and he was basically, he was in the pocket of the global bankers. So this has been going on for a long time. But the New Zealanders decided that they had enough of that, and they voted in David Longhi instead. And David Longhi was a really, really good prime minister, and he put a lot of good things into play in New Zealand, which is, like I said, socialism light, but basically that he got rid of a lot of the bankster things that were ruining the country. And, you know, America's great, but their military ventures are not good. And they were going around bullying a lot of other countries around the world, including New Zealand. And David Longhi kicked the Americans out, which was a good thing because they were bringing nuclear reactors into our country in the form of warships. And they wouldn't confirm or deny whether they had nuclear reactors. And if one of those reactors had gone off, we would have been gone because New Zealanders have got nowhere to go. They live on a small archipelago of islands out in the middle of nowhere in the South Pacific, and they have nowhere to go if they get something like a nuclear reactor going wrong. And, you know, so, you know, there has to be a balance. I'm not saying that crony capitalism is good, because it's not. But pure communism and hardcore socialism is something that absolutely kills economies, and it kills societies, and it kills people. And what people have to realize is everywhere where hardcore socialism and communism get their claws in, the society collapses within a very short period of time. And it used to be that a country would bump along, you know, in a socialistic government, like, for instance, Venezuela, you know, sort of had socialism for about 15 years before it really went wrong. I'm not sure exactly how long, you know, give or take. But no one wants to go and live in Venezuela today because it's collapsed. And, you know, it's, oh, my gosh, it's always the same thing. It's always the same reason. And my dad, when I was growing up in New Zealand, he was an absolutely wonderful guy. He was a very Christian man, and he had a very strong moral fiber, and he loved God, and he wanted to please God. That was his mission in life. And everything that he did was at a really quality standard. You know, like, for instance, he built steam locomotives for his hobby. He trained when he was being being trained as an engineer in a locomotive workshop, building and repairing steam locomotives. And when he retired, he built miniature steam locomotives of the sort that you see on public railway parks. Sometimes they carry children around and, you know, it's a lot of fun. Well, my dad built those. But he was a Russian speaker, and he was a trade union-type socialist. So he believed in workers' rights. They have a saying here in Australia, 8-8-8, which means 8 hours work, 8 hours rest, 8 hours sleep. Okay, or 8 hours work, 8 hours play, 8 hours sleep. There's 24 hours in a day. And that was something that was a really long-term campaign with the trade union movement here in Australia, and that needed to happen because it's better to work an 8-hour day than a 14-hour day. And that's something that's fallen by the wayside, but it's still true, that you can only really work for 8 hours at a time before you begin to collapse in your health and in your bodily functions. You get too tired, you stop doing a good job, and the quality of your work suffers, and you're best just to leave it for the next day. Guards on Machines is another campaign that he fought long and hard for, was compulsory guards on machines, because when he was in his early part of his career as an engineer, he had his workmates losing hands, losing feet, losing eyes, losing arms, losing legs, and losing lives because there were no guards on the machines protecting the workers from the juicy bits of the machine, the spinning parts and the turning parts and the parts which had belts attached and this sort of thing. There were no guards, and it was a real... There were so many, three-fingered engineers out there that it was just not funny, you know? And, you know, one-eyed engineers. It was just every other engineer had a body part missing, just about, from what he was saying. Maybe not quite that. Maybe like 1 in 10 engineers would have had some body part or other missing. And it was usually most commonly a finger or an eye, but also ears. My dad was profoundly deaf. So if socialism is steered in that direction, I would say it's probably acceptable to have rules regarding things like guards on machines, to have rules regarding 8-hour workdays, to have rules regarding, you know, that you cannot be forced to work 14 days straight, because if you do, you're going to conk out. And, you know, you would hope that people would realize that they're working their employees to death and they better not do that because they're not going to have any more employees. But the truth of the matter is that people are greedy and people are selfish and people don't care about other people. So when that happens, maybe somebody needs to step in and take a stand, you know, trade unions or whatever, and just say, listen, we're not going to work under these conditions. We're going to hold a strike. Now, that's the sort of thing that my dad did, and he did it in a good conscience. But I would say that there's a difference between that sort of socialism and what is being rolled out in America.
Hold that thought. We'll be back after the break, folks.
Okay. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
Sign up. Winner today is hot.
Keep it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelly today. And let me make a couple of comments about what you've been saying about communism slash socialism, Gwyneth. And I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs live from Australia. And today they're using different type of tactics. It's semi-similar, but it's different in their methodology. In fact, they want to create a... more of a centralized system. They want it. They're implementing more divide and conquer strategies to win the vote. Some people who are low information voters and don't do the reading and research. They're creating new legislation under the guise of some type of climate emergency, like ESG and EDI. But people need to remember that when you talk socialism or communism, basically, the end result is an aristocracy-serfdom relationship where no one has control of their own destiny except for the top 1%. So wealth redistribution will continue to happen from the little guy to that top 1% under the guise of everybody being equal, but that's not the case at all. But to get there, they need an economic, social, political collapse. Right now in the States, Gwyneth, there's no confidence, no trust in government, big corporations, just the state. It's too corrupt. It's too big. We've given hundreds of these examples. And by the way, folks, yesterday when I monologued, the powers that be literally shut me down, shut my phone down, and they started with creating the audible, inaudible. People could not hear what I was saying. Then they shut me down, and we went to a commercial break, and then I came back. So this is what happens. This is part of the censorship, the surveillance, the technocracy. So as the people do the reading and research and wake up to the tyranny, to the authoritarian, totalitarian rule, they're losing trust in education, in medicine, in Wall Street, in the rule of law. You know, I've spent hours on share stock buybacks or share buybacks, whatever you want to call it. The social institutions, like you said, they're infected with greed, Gwyneth, the corruption, the psyops. And psyops are basically to take advantage of human behavior and make certain people say, oh, that guy's a, or that person's a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theorist. In other words, they want to throw every ism, ist, phobe, and anti at you to basically cover up the crimes of their racketeering and making dishonest money and consolidating power, money, and control. It's all corrupt, all manipulative, all dishonest. It's analogous to the paper contracts and naked shorts and precious metals. So we're basically, we're not starting. We are now resembling the unelected and installed corrupt politicians and elections of the Soviet Union. And this is why people don't trust experts, official authorities. The word transparency means, I mean, there's so many words. They're all fake politically correct buzzwords. And the journalists, the mainstream media has betrayed the trust of the people. In other words, politicians, journalists, lawyers, judges, bankers, they've literally corrupted their professions live time in front of the people, not just of the United States, but of the world. So they have to create a crash of the economy. They have to create false flags to distract from their crimes. And they're basically grooming the people for martial law, prisoner training, one-parter party technocratic dictatorships, and they're telegraphing every move. So with that being said, Gwyneth, what do you think about what I just said? And please continue with your rant, which has been great.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, there's a world of difference, an absolute world of difference between what my dad was doing in his political life. And, you know, disclaimer here, he was a member of the Labour Party. He was a scrutineer for the Labour Party. That means that when election day came, he was standing there making sure that the votes were counted properly. I don't know what they call them in America, but in New Zealand they called them scrutineers. So he was there to make sure that they had fair
elections. Hold that thought, please. We'll be right back, everybody. We appreciate you being here.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New Israeli airstrikes in Gaza were launched after incendiary balloons were launched from Palestinian territory and exploded over Israel. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Israel has launched airstrikes into the Gaza Strip following a series of arson attacks. The Israeli Defense Force says it bombed Hamas military complexes in Khan Yunis and Gaza City overnight on Wednesday. The attacks come in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons from the territory, which started at least 20 fires on Tuesday, according to the Israeli Fire Service. It's the first major violence since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire on May 21st. There were no immediate reports of injuries.
The Senate on Tuesday confirmed antitrust expert Lina Khan as commissioner of the Federal Trade Commission. The 69-28 vote greenlit Khan, known for her work how to apply antitrust laws to the big tech industry. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Today could very well be the make-or-break point for President Biden's strength as he faces the leader of Russia in Geneva. Backpedaling from calling Putin a killer, Biden now calls him a worthy adversary. From a spy's perspective, former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman tells Fox News what the United States needs to focus on at the summit.
Well, I think, first of all, the summit is an opportunity for President Biden to emphasize the red lines in the United States. Vladimir Putin is on the offensive. He's interfered in our elections. He's used banned chemical weapons against his own people. Both in Russia and overseas. He's launched cyber attacks against us, allowed cyber hacking groups to homestead on his territory and target our critical infrastructure. He's holding American citizens without due process. There's just a litany of issues where our national security interests are in confrontation, and I expect those issues to be discussed. I know the Biden administration wants to get to predictability and stability, but to take a page out of President Reagan's book, you don't get there without demonstrating strength. You don't get any peace without demonstrating you can defend yourself.
Mr. Hoffman explains what Putin is seeking from the summit.
Well, I think Putin's has already gotten what he wants, which is to be perceived as playing on a level playing field with the United States of America. And that enhances his stature at home and abroad in advance of Russia's parliamentary elections. He wants to portray himself as the only one who can defend Russia, the besieged fortress. And that's a supreme benefit to him and his regime security.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. This is Rich Sheban from Montana, sitting in for Vincent Finelli today while he's catching up on a lot of farming, fixing his equipment, all the things that we talked about yesterday and Gwyneth touched on this morning. So I'm with Gwyneth Isaacs live. And Gwyneth, you know, you're talking about communism slash socialism where there's not a big difference because they always introduced communism as socialism anyway, but it all turns out to be bad for the bottom at least 95% of the people, and I mean 95% of the wealth of the people. And, you know, I blame a lot of what's happening as people people not speaking up because they're afraid to be not liked. They're afraid to be called a name. They're afraid. Basically, we're seeing the consequences of inactions towards political correctness. Too many people have been drinking the Kool-Aid of political correctness and allowing themselves to be divided with divide-and-conquer strategies based on what group they're in. They're rationalizing and justifying hate because of their group, their hyphen, or their pronoun. And it's really, you know, they're not seeing the agenda. I got two articles here I want to mention, then I'll give you the microphone. Biden administration is asking Americans to potentially radicalized friends and family, to report potentially radicalized friends and family. So basically he's saying, do you know anybody who's a domestic terrorist? That's the same exact thing, strategy that they used in Nazi Germany and the Bolsheviks. And here's another across the pond here, another example of communism / socialism. Europe officially launches COVID vaccine passports after clueless media dismisses the idea as a conspiracy theory. Remember for how long the media was saying, oh, it's all a conspiracy theory. But when it happens, they don't go back and check on that. They don't change their and basically slap themselves in the wrist for their mistake, because they all know it's part of the agenda, just like food shortages, just like forced lockdowns, just like elimination of free markets, applying demand and cash and control technology, controlling everybody. The whole, you know, the whole agenda is so obvious. It's so telegraphed, and yet all these people are on the same page on the left, and they call themselves Democrats or liberals, but it really is a takeover of the worst kind to eliminate freedom, liberty, and justice. Gwyneth.
It absolutely is, you know, and that, like I said before, there's a world of difference. They're not even on the same planet as the trade union socialists of 30 and 40 years ago, who wanted to have 8 hours work, 8 hours play, 8 hours sleep, who wanted to have guards on the machines, eye protection and ear protection for the workers, and, you know, this sort of thing, and a wage that people could actually live on. My dad had, like, I told the class about my dad for a very, very good reason. Because he was an absolute, he could speak five languages, including Russian and including German. And he actually, I think it was six languages. I think it was six. But anyway, he would go into the public library and he would read Pravda, which is the Russian national newspaper, in Russian. And he would find out what the Soviets were saying about themselves. This was during the 1980s. And he would leave me in the children's book area, and I would find a book. And he said, whatever book you want to read, go for it. And so by the time I was, you know, 11 or 12, I was attempting to tackle Krishnamurti, which is not easy. Okay, I wouldn't recommend Krishnamurti for your average 11 or 12-year-old. But I had a go at understanding it, and then I stopped. You know, I sort of put it back because I didn't really know what it was going on about, and I thought that it was a load of rubbish. But anyway, he had a number of sayings, okay? Now, communists and socialists have short attention spans. They are not of high IQ. If they were of a high IQ, and if they had a conscience, they wouldn't be communists and socialists, okay? The old variety of trade union socialists who wanted fair work conditions, they're gone. I don't know any of them anymore. But Dad had a number of sayings, and they're very easy sayings to remember, and they're very easy sayings to say to people. Communism's a fabulous idea. There's just one problem with it. It doesn't work because people need the profit motive. Although, you know, unless somebody's getting a paycheck, they're not going to get out of bed in the morning. That's the plain and simple truth of it. You know, and if people remember that, then that's, you know, that's half the world's problem solved. If you live your life like that, if you're not getting a paycheck, why should you go to work? That's just how it is. And the flip side of that is, if a man won't work, neither should he eat. Okay?
Let me just interject something, if you don't mind, please. You know, I've spent, I don't know if you ever listen to me on tape when I'm on the air. I speak a lot about the delegitimization of work, which is a different way. Have you heard me? I mean, I've talked about that for hours, how it basically, it targets the little guy, eliminates protection rights and restitution on the law, lowers the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This basically eliminates hard work, proven results, qualification from the venue, and it enables and protects the most corrupt companies, governments, and institutions in the world and gives them liability immunity while creating more wealth inequality, in other words, free lunch to the elite, and offering precedents to change the rule of law with divide-and-conquer strategies. And I've connected these dots. And basically, when you say communist socialism, would you agree that you can also talk about using the analogy of followers versus thinkers regarding communist socialism versus a free market supply and demand situation, Gwyneth?
Yeah. People who operate in the free market have to think, because you've got to mentally be quick on your feet. When I've operated market stalls, for instance, you've got to be paying attention, and you've got to know what's selling, notice what's selling, even in just like a farmer's market store, you notice what's selling and you think to yourself, well, I'll bring some more of them next time. And if something's not selling, you say, well, that was a dud, wasn't it? We won't do that again. Because it's not worth packing into your car. It's not worth putting the space in your little one-ton farm truck to put that item of produce or that item onto the market stall if it's going to sit there for 3 months and not sell. Why bother? Why not just take it home and put it in the back of the shed? Maybe you'll use it one day, you know. But a communist idea would be, well, let's hold everybody up at the market stall at gunpoint and force them to buy something from your market stall at the farmer's market. And everybody has to buy an onion, whether you like onions or not. That would be a communist idea of a market stall, you know. But the free market is, you have the best onions, you have the best silver beet, you have the best, I don't know, you have the best crockery or cups or whatever it is that you're selling at that market stall, baskets, you know. If you're going to have a market stall and you're selling baskets, you make sure that you make the best baskets out there. And then people are going to pick your baskets instead of the basket stall next to you, because you've got better baskets than, and then that, you know, but the guy who's next door who doesn't have such good baskets, he ought to be motivated to make better baskets. And then it becomes a competition thing which elevates everybody. This is how it works, and I'm speaking in this way because everybody's been to these farmers markets, right, that they hold in the local park or whatever. But not everybody's been a stallholder. But I've been to them, and I've been a stallholder, and so I know how they operate. And that is a classic free market situation that everybody can understand. And socialism is completely the opposite. It doesn't work, because under a socialist system, you would not be allowed to bring good baskets to put on your basket stall, or you would be penalized for having big, fat, juicy, sweet onions, better onions than any other onions in the whole market. And I can tell you what, onions are not easy to grow. And I know that because I've just recently begun trying to grow onions in my garden, and I've only just in the last few days had a real success in harvesting some nice onions. They are really, really tricky to grow, especially in our climate, which is a semi-arid climate. You know, but this is the thing. The free market. Politically, I would describe myself as an anarcho-capitalist, which means I believe that ideally that there should be no government and that people need to live their own lives and make their own living in their own way and sort out their own problems and build their own systems. And I believe that everybody ought to have the right to self-defense, to sell whatever good or service or product that there is. And if your good or service or product hurts other people, then other people have the right to seek retribution against you. And
let me ask you a quick question. Pardon the interruption, but I'm going to use your onion analogy. You know, if you're forced to buy an onion, forced to buy a subpar, suboptimal onion of less quality, what if you and I were living in the same state, the same country, and I had a business idea, even though it's a terrible business idea, would you, if I forced, let's say I told the authorities on you because you didn't want to participate in my business, using your onion analogy, and I forced you to donate to my new business, which is creating a new school for frustrated rap artists, would you participate and donate, Gwyneth?
No.
This is why, you know, I talk about once in a while this guise of climate emergency and how they're relabeling corporations under ESG and EDI, which is environmental, social, government, and equality, diversity, and inclusion. What happens, Gwyneth, when companies no longer are judged through hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, high standards, things like that? What happens, just answer this question, what happens to quality, expertise, qualifications, proven results, the safety of a product, opportunity for the people, incentive to work when a job is not earned because maybe somebody gets a job based on what group they're in instead of their proven results? What happens to expectations and bars of standards? What is your answer to those criteria I just mentioned, Gwyneth?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Gwyneth, before the commercial, I asked a question. Did you get to hear it, or do I need to ask it again?
If you could just prompt my memory a little bit, that would be great.
Yeah. I was talking about the so-called labels of the new corporations like ESG and EDI, which means environment, social, and government, and equality, diversity, and inclusion, respectively. And basically, when hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications no longer mean anything, when the powers that be delegitimize work and lower the bars of standards and expectations, I threw some questions at you. What happens to quality? What happens to expertise? What happens to qualifications and proven results? Or the safety of the product for the people? What happens regarding the opportunity for workers and incentives to work when you have a job that's not earned because maybe you got it because you're part of some group and you didn't get it through proven results? So what happens to all those criteria when they start labeling corporations ESG, EDI, and disincentivizes work? What happens to all these things with quality and product safety and things like that, Gwyneth?
Well, quality and product safety and so on goes out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just, you're there because they used to have a name for it back in the day. I haven't heard this name in a very long time, but they used to call it jobs for the boys. So I think that is the sort of situation that we're talking about. And back in the day, it used to be like, you know, you got a job not because of your skills, but because your cousin worked there and he pulled some strings for you. And so he got you a job at the office. You know, that was rather than your resume. But this is a even more insidious version of it. Because really, if you were an employee with a good reputation and you had a family member who was just as skilled as you were and you were able to speak for them and get them a job, they had a chance to prove themselves. But if they didn't pull the line, if they didn't toe the line, if they got there and they were no good, they'd be booted out, you know, hopefully. It didn't always happen. But, you know, that when you get somebody, that it's called nepotism is the other name that they have for it. Nepotism. And that means that you're there not because of what you can do, but because of who you are, what group, what class, what social status you're in. In other words, you're not there because you can grow good onions. You're there because, you know, there's a quota for onion growers. And the only onion growers who are allowed have a particular skin colour, religion, gender, whatever, you know. But if everybody's allowed to compete to see who can grow the best onion, then you're going to get a certain group of people that just grow really, really good onions. And then people are going to buy the better onions rather than the scrappier onions that are thin and small and don't taste as good and make you cry or whatever. You know, this is it. Although most onions do make you cry, but a lot of people prefer onions that don't, you know. This is it. You've got to go with, if you're going to have a prosperous society, you've got to go with what society wants. And
the thing is, they don't want a prosperous society. They want to rig the game. They want subsidies, money printing, special interest lobbyist PACs. They want it all to go to their people for their vote, and they're implementing, they're biding time with so they can implement more robotics, automation, artificial intelligence, and the technocracy to basically control the people. And that's what we're seeing live right now.
Because they're lazy and they don't want to work. That's it. And the fact of it is, whether you're growing onions or whether you are, you know, running a law firm, whether you're fixing engines, whether you're a pilot or whatever, okay, it all takes skill. Every job under the sun, even so-called unskilled jobs like ditch digging, believe me, I've done my share of ditch digging on this farm with a spade and also hiring a man with a excavator from time to time, you know, or a bobcat. A ditch is not just a ditch. You've got to put it in the right place on the correct contour, and, you know, the excavator driver has to know what he's doing as well. So although some people might regard that as being relatively unskilled work, they've obviously never driven an excavator. That's all I can say. Does that make sense,
Rich? It does, Gwen. We'll be right back, folks, after the heartbreak at the top of the hour with Hour 2 with Gwyneth Isaacs, live from Australia.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.